Amen. OPBC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church in Northfield, Minnesota. And we are live here at 2:08 Central Time. We always start with some music. The battle is on. The fight is on. The war is on. That's right. It is a war. I've been having Satan attack me for the last 2 days straight through the mind and attacking my mind, and then outwardly in manifestations of little evil wicked witches that are out there running around doing their best to be evil and wicked and being used of Satan. But I'm in the mood to fight. I'll be honest with you, I really am. I started getting geared up, and I don't even need this microphone. I feel like I could scream so loud that you could hear me through the internet without this microphone. Because when Satan brings the fight to me and I realize that's what's going on, I like to fight then. Because see, I know what's going on. I know how it works. I know how the battle works. I know how the war is. I understand that Friday we're going to take off and we're going to stand in front of Planned Parenthood. And we're going to preach to a bunch of baby-murdering, wicked witches and an organization that supports that and wants to murder babies. And we're going to go there and we're going to preach to them and we're going to beg them not to kill their children. As they want to kill their children. That's reality. That's the reality. So when I see that there's attacks coming, when I see that Satan is using little wicked witches to do their best to try to harm me or others, lie and make up fake accounts, put my name in them, my picture in there, my wife's picture in there. Use it to attack some of you. Why? Well, because they got devils. Those people have devils. That's what they have. And Satan does his dead level best to provoke me to get upset about, not to get angry, because it's fine to be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, but to get in the flesh with it. Right? So there's a war going on. There's a fight going on. It's there. And you know, it just reminds me of what the Apostle Paul talked about in his ministry. And that battle and that war is a great source of encouragement. It's actually great evidence. Because the Bible says, we then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Give no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. In much patience. You know something? Here's something with people. Most Christians out there have no idea what a pastor goes through just to get up in the morning and serve God. Now, I realize all of us have our trials in serving God. I realize that all of us have our trials. I'm not minimizing that. But Paul said much of his ministry was proven by the things that had happened to him. Just to get up in the morning, just to serve God, just to preach. But in all things, Paul said, approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience. He uses that first because people like to try your patience. People in your church like to try your patience as a pastor. The lost like to try your patience. People out there in YouTube land like to try your patience. When you're ministering and try to, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. You know, when you got a stubborn person to deal with and you're trying to teach them. Difficult. Because they oppose themselves when they don't want to listen to instruction. Believe me, I pastored Baptists long enough to realize that they love to oppose themselves. They absolutely love it. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions. There it is. In much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. Oh yeah, all of them. All the above, you see it? That's how a pastor's ministry is proven. That's how it's proven right there. Approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings. By pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering. Gotta be long suffering. Gotta be long suffering because people are gonna try your patience. By kindness. It's proven by kindness. What does that mean? Not retaliate against people when you can. By the Holy Ghost. By love unfeigned. It means it's not fake, it's real. By the word of truth. That's this book right here. By the word of truth. By the power of God. See, I've seen it in the, I've been in the ministry for 15 years, 16 years almost pastoring, 21 years. I've been saved and I've watched a lot of things happen in 21 years. A lot of things. I've seen a lot of vain talkers. But God shows who has the power, who he's given his power to. God shows that. And he does it in such a way that keeps that man humble. But he still reminds people. That man has my power. By the word of truth, by the power of God. By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. By honor and dishonor. Isn't it amazing? What I've seen, as I've pastored people and I've served the Lord for years, these verses just ring true so much more to me. God will show the ministry by those who honor and those who dishonor God's men. Isn't that something? by honor and by dishonor. I know what Paul meant. Because there are times and there are people that people will honor you and respect you. And then there are times that you will be dishonored and you will be disrespected. There'll be times that you'll be cared for and there'll be times that you're not cared for. That's what the Bible means by honor as well. It means to care for. By honor and dishonor. By evil report and by good report. Oh, see, Pastor Hoggard used to say to me that, don't worry about it, Jason. He said, no publicity is bad publicity. God will use it either way. He's right. He will. I've had people find me by evil reports that were liars, that other people found my ministry by their evil reports. Man, who is this guy? By evil report and by good report. How about this? As deceivers and yet true. Oh man, I've had I could show you a list of hate Jason Cooley videos and exposing Jason Cooley videos. I could show you a whole list of them. You've probably seen them. You probably heard about them. There's a ton of them out there. I had a guy that was in my ministry for 3 or 4 years and made a video about the whole church and did 3-hour-long expose and had his mother-in-law testify and had all these people say all these things. Oh, he's a deceiver. Really? What did I deceive about? Because I'm still here doing the same thing I've always done. Preaching the gospel. Warning people to flee from the wrath to come. Pastoring a church. A church that God breathed life into and kept alive. They're all floating around playing in Texas, in tents in Texas, and I'm still right here preaching the Bible. I'm still right here seeing people saved. I'm still right here by God's grace preaching the book and serving God. What are they out doing? Nothing. Right? And how about this for a kicker? God's going to send me all the way over to Europe to do it. How about that? Huh. That's something. By His grace. Isn't that something? Huh. by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. As unknown and yet well known. As dying, and behold, we live. I can testify to this part, this last part right here. As chastened and not killed. Oh, do I know about that? I have had the rod of the Lord down upon me where I thought I was going to die. I literally thought I wasn't going to make it. Like, how could I live like this? How could I continue under the chastening of the Lord in that way? For nearly 5 years it lasted like that. As chastened and not killed. The thing about that is that the Lord never allowed any of my enemies to triumph. Yeah, they're still running their mouth all over the place. Some of them are. Some of them are nuts. But God still used this ministry for His glory. And it ain't got nothing to do with me. That's the problem. See, they think it has something to do with me. Why ain't that slick? I'm just not. I'm not that organized. I'm not that slick. It's the Lord. It's the hand of God. It's the glory of God. It all goes to God. It has nothing to do. I'm just the vessel that God chose to use. That's it. That's what they can't get through their head. All these enemies and all the, what they can't get through their head is that God chose it. And that all their lies couldn't stop it. All their slanders couldn't stop it. Because the more they kept doing it, the more God used this ministry. And has used it for His glory. Because it isn't about me, it's about Him. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, yet possessing all things. That's the work of the ministry. That's the hand of God. Amen? That's what it is. And it's God that does it. It's the Lord that does it. It's the way God does it. That's how He humbles us. So He keeps us humble by trying us through many, many heartaches and many pains. All right, everybody. Pray for us. We are going to be heading out 10 days from now, 11 days from now. What is it? This is the 5th on the 16th, 11 days from now, a week from this Sunday. We are heading to Europe. So you pray for us and ask the Lord to give us traveling mercies. Now, everybody's been sick around here and fighting off chest colds, and it's nothing serious, but chest colds and all that good stuff. So you pray for us. Yep, all the passports came through, all the paperwork's finalized. And we're just waiting on the Lord and asking God to keep us healthy, and I haven't got anything yet. We're asking God to keep us healthy and not to get anything. So, I don't know. I'm hoping my wife's got it, so I'm hoping I don't get it. But if I do, I'm praying I get it soon and get it over with. I don't want to be sick when I'm traveling. If I have to get it, that is. The Lord sees fit to let me have it, then I ask that He get me through it. Amen. So just pray and ask the Lord to do that for me. If He doesn't give it to me at all, then praise the Lord, if that be God's will. And if I do have to get it, then I get it quick and get it over with, so I can be healthy when I'm traveling. And we had our first doctor's appointment yesterday. Baby is doing good, and keep praying for that. And baby number 8. So keep praying that baby stays healthy. And that nobody gets, that all goes well with that. And little Gideon's getting over his little cold, and all the little ones are trying to get over their colds. So anyway, you pray about that would happen. Let's see here. But you keep praying for us about all those things, okay? Keep that in your prayers. Pray specifically that God gives us traveling mercies. I'm going to be doing some studying over the next 10 days. I've already started a little bit. I've been studying about the anonymous prisoner of Newgate, a few things about that, about him. And I'm going to be looking into the different, some of the different sites that we're going to. Harry's coming with us. And in England, that is. He won't be with us in Scotland, but he'll be with us in England. And Harry's going to drive us up to the Bedford Jail. Hopefully he doesn't drop me off and keep me at the Bedford Jail, but he's going to drive us up there. So on Wednesday, that Wednesday, we'll be at the Bedford Jail. That's John Bunyan. He said there's a little museum outside of there. He said also there's a museum, a John Newton museum, which obviously isn't Baptist history. But I'm going to teach you some things about John Newton. I'm going to teach you some things about that. So about how those men factor in. Oliver Cromwell, we're going to be seeing some Oliver Cromwell sites and a few other things like that. So some of those things I'm going to teach you some things as we go about that. So I got to start researching. I mean, now, not now, but when I'm out of here, I got to start researching those things. So I'll be doing that and doing some, I'll do it on the plane a little bit for a couple hours too, while we're traveling and all that good stuff to prepare everything for that. So I want it to be a blessing to you, and it'll probably be better later too when we put some documentaries and some different things. It will be good. We're working on the website. Congratulations goes to Joshua and Angela and their baby. They just had a baby yesterday. Baby girl, Anya, was born, and she is healthy. So praise the Lord for that. We have a church full of children. Lots of babies. Lots of children. Lots of youth to train up for the Lord. And praise the Lord, these youth, by God's grace, will know the difference between boys and girls. They'll actually understand that. They'll be raised with that concept. Won't that be something? So praise the Lord for that she's doing good. So that's their number 5, I believe. It's number 5 for them. I think that's right. Yeah, 5. I don't know if it's buffering at all. I can look and see. I'm doing fine on my end for signal-wise, so it doesn't look like it's buffering at all. from my end. Okay. So, yes. Church full of babies. Lots of children. Of which we rejoice. And now we got to raise him for God's glory. Amen. So anyway, you pray about that. I already strained my voice talking too loud. It actually is strained anyway. I'm probably fighting off a sinus thing. Anyway, that's fine. But yep, we'll stop by the meat market up by the Newgate prison there. And we'll talk about the anonymous prisoner Newgate and how that anonymous prisoner of Newgate influenced the founding of the first free nation ever. And how his writings were used to appeal to the king for a lively experiment for Rhode Island. How they influenced Roger Williams and others. So we'll talk about that when we get to Europe. We will have live broadcasts where we can. And then we'll have some recorded things. And then later we will have documentaries and other things that we will do with the information and the footage that we have. Lots of broadcasts probably talking about Rome and talking about other things that we find, the Colosseum and all kinds of things. So it'll be exciting stuff. I plan on doing some documentaries this year. Andrew and I will record some things and we'll be working on documentaries. I will probably do one documentary on the Colosseum in Rome. And how it impacted the martyrs. So anyway, but we'll save that for later. We don't need to get too far into that right now, but at least you'll have an understanding of what's coming, right? For that. So let's see here. Ooh, there's 25 people watching over on Rumble right now. We got 25 there. We have 47. We have 47 on here. If we have any on sermon audio. We have 9 on sermon audio. That varies. Last week, we had a total of 36 on sermon audio. Yesterday, Monday's broadcast. All right, 49 here. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. All right, who's on the chat over there on Rumble? You want to see the Rumble chat? Here's the Rumble chat, folks. This is the Rumble chat. Luke and Lucius are building a chicken coop. Luke came to me and he said, Pastor Cooley, I want to build you something. I'd like to build you a chicken coop. That chicken coop is so big, I can put a king-size bed in it and live in it. And I said, sure. So Daryl's over there on here. Teresa's over here. They're doing good. They're building the coop. They haven't flew the coop yet. So, there you go. They're over there hanging out. Lucius is having a good time with Luke. Learning lots from Luke. So I'm blessed. You know, the men of Old Paths Baptist Church, let me say something about that. Actually, all of the members of Old Paths Baptist Church really do go out of their way to try to make sure that my family is taken care of and that we're taken care of. Through building stuff for us, making stuff for us, buying groceries for us at times. And doing whatever they can to help. You know, this build, they built this studio inside here. So, I mean, it's remarkable, all the things that God has used them to do. Fix stuff for me that would cost me thousands of dollars. That if I had to pay somebody to do it, it'd cost me thousands of dollars to do it. And they fixed it themselves for me. So, anyway, that is a blessing for me. And if you'd like to give towards that trip, you can PayPal salvationpreacher at gmail.com. You can do PayPal. You can mail a check in right there. You can Venmo, Apple Pay, all kinds of other things, like whatever the Lord leads you. Cash App. People have been using Cash App lately. And, so praise the Lord for that. And if you can't do anything, if you can't give financially, I do know what you can do. You can pray. And if you pray, remember I told you at the beginning of this, if you'll just pray God for God to provide somebody else to do it, if you can't do anything, then he'll answer your prayers. And guess what? That exact same thing happened, because that's scriptural. So you see, we're all a part of this. We're all a part of this, because somebody out there that could never give a dime prayed and asked God to speak to somebody's heart. And God did, and he answered your prayers, so you're all a part of it. So, praise the Lord for that. No, I appreciate it. It's a blessing. So we are ordering the eSIM credit card, or not credit card, eSIM cell phone card. It's an electronic SIM card where we're going to be able to have unlimited internet access while we're over there using our iPhones. So we'll be able to keep in touch with you and all that good stuff. You know something? It just depends, too. I don't know. I'm flirting with the idea of doing like a short update broadcast, either in the morning, every morning over there, or at night, every night over there. Which, if I did it at night, 10 o'clock my time, 11 o'clock my time, because you know I don't go to bed early. 10 o'clock my time over there is going to be like 5 o'clock your time. Fabian, I absolutely appreciate your prayers for me for that purpose. So I'll be doing, I think I might do a podcast every night. You can mind my biz. It'll stay in the Cash App account and I can transfer it to my account. That's fine. Yep, I can do that. So, I'll probably be doing like a live update, like a podcast every night. Possibly. We'll see. It'll be short. It won't be long. But I'll probably do that. Okay? And I'll talk to Andrew about that. But that's probably what I'll end up doing. Just to give you an update about everything we saw during the day, how everything went, and all that kind of stuff. I think it'd be interesting for everybody. I'm guessing it would be. I know it would be for me. So, anyway, we'll see. But you keep us in your prayers. We're getting close. Can you believe 2 months has went by? Can you believe it went by that fast? We're almost to 2 months. So, anyway, All right. Now, I did this video like 5 years ago. It depends on if I'm back that early, Carl. If I'm back home that early, if I'm back to the Airbnb that early, I don't know. We'll see. I should be, but I don't know. We'll see. Yep, I think I'm going to do that. I'll do a podcast every night and just kind of give everybody an update on things. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes, but I think I'll do that. I don't know if I can handle that much of Carl. I don't know if I can handle that much of Carl, but I'll do my best to try. Praise the Lord. 33 on right now on Rumble. We have 55 on here. We are trending upwards to 100 people live. Praise the Lord for that. Plus, Mary's going to have to be taking care of Carl, licking his wounds, because I'm going to wear him out. So he'll just need to go to bed and go to sleep, because he'll be tired and all he can only handle so much of me before he has to go to bed. We'll see, Carl. Even with a 5 hour time difference, we'll see. You got a little advantage on me at first because of 5 hours of time. All right, switching gears here. We're going to switch gears here, and we are going to talk about Pastor Cooley, why are you going over to Planned Parenthood's solidarity event and preaching outside of there? Well, every Friday, Good Friday, which I'm not Catholic, but every Good Friday, the Planned Parenthood event, the Planned Parenthood facility over there, have a fundraiser to raise money to murder babies on the day that the Roman Catholics celebrate Jesus rising from the, or Jesus dying. So they celebrate and gather funds to kill babies. Okay? That's what they do. So, Planned Parenthood puts that together. And then on one side, the Catholics and the Protestants protest by walking around going, Omni, Omni, Omni. They rub their beads and they walk around. And they give fair speeches and say all kinds of things like that. Well, so what we do is we preach to both of them. We preach to the Planned Parenthood side. And we preach to the Roman Catholic ecumenical false prophet side. This will give you an idea. got this area permitted this year. They permitted it all the way over to here. Right there. Last year it wasn't. And we could go up to the front of the gates up there, but they closed that off, so we can't do that anymore. And we're going to challenge this permit on the sidewalk, but that's for next year. And that's what we're going to do is challenge it. But anyway, so we've got our signs here. We've got this script, this sign here that shows the truth, the graphic truth of abortion. And we got this one right here. And then, all right, and we got another one right there. Got that one? All right, so we have all these. And then we're just showing these to the crowd here that's going to eat. And pretty soon I'm going to get ready to preach here. I don't know if my voice is ready, but they come up and down the sidewalk here, and they're just celebrating. They're celebrating death. You know, they're celebrating the fact that they get to kill babies. And that's too blunt for some people. They don't like that, but that's just the truth of it. They celebrate the ability to kill babies, the legal right to kill babies. It's child sacrifice right here in America, and it's right for you to see. And then you have the security guards who are smug, and this guy's been here for like 2 or 3 years, too. Every year I come here, he's there with his kind of Richie Cunningham from Happy Days type smile on his face, and you know, it's just whatever. That's what he does, and he just kind of cackles. And then they got witches in here that are cackling like witches. We just saw some people hailing Satan as they came through and had their Hail Satan backpacks and their probably their secret Satan decoder ring with them and everything else like that. Bunch of fake Satanists and with no power of God on their lives and no power actually against us at all. So they just cackle like a bunch of witches as they come through, and that's what they do. Well, anyway, so this sidewalk has a bunch of people coming up and down in it, and then they celebrate. You'll hear the music. Looks like they couldn't get the DJ here this year. I don't know, maybe they're saving that for the afternoon, but they'll have a DJ here out here, and they're all dancing. And it reminds you of, in the Bible talks about Moloch and how they sacrificed their children to Moloch. And then when Moses came down to the mount, they were eating and drinking and dancing and doing everything else. It's just a bunch of idolatry and wickedness. That reminds you of the valley of the son of Hinnom, the valley of slaughter that God said would be called the valley of slaughter. And, you know, they were celebrating and you know, they played their music just like, I think it was Auschwitz or when they were carrying off the children, when they were carrying them to the slaughter, or they were putting them all in concentration camps. Hitler did that. They sing a little louder, sing a little louder. They played the music a little bit louder, and that's exactly the same thing that's going on here today. Nothing more than the celebration of child sacrifice and legal child sacrifice in America. So, and they enjoy it. It's part of their rights, they say. However, Planned Parenthood does not like the First Amendment rights. They don't like that at all. They've tried to hinder our First Amendment rights, and that's why they permit the sidewalk and keep us out as far out as they can. They move these trucks here. You see this? We got to back up here a little bit. There's a car coming through. But anyway, so they've got it permitted, and they make sure that they're within their legal rights, they think, to be able to do what they're doing and everything. So that's what they're doing. So anyway, we're here to preach the Word of God to them. We're here to hand out some tracts, tell them the truth about Planned Parenthood, and obviously preach the law and the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's really that's the only thing that cures us. You're not going to win at the ballot box, okay? If you want to go war against the devil in the spiritual realm, you do it by peacefully preaching the Word of God. We stand against violence. We stand against violence against the unborn. We stand against violence against abortion workers. We stand against violence of Planned Parenthood. We don't believe in any violence at all. And we're against the violence of Planned Parenthood, how they murder babies. We're absolutely 100% against that too as well. So we're here today to do that. And we've been here for, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours, 2 or 3 hours probably by now, a couple hours. And we're here to preach the Word of God to them and warn them to flee. We've got guys over there that are preaching here too, but this is the closest that we can come and we're able to get here. So we just decided there were some police officers up the way there, and they said that nobody could be in the street or whatever. You can't block the street or whatever. I said, okay. Well, then they allowed some protesters for Planned Parenthood were walking the street holding their signs. I said, well, they're walking in the street. Don't they have to walk on the sidewalk? He said, well, they're not blocking traffic. I said, okay. So we found this spot right here, and we're not blocking traffic either. So we're standing here, and we're going to preach right here. We're going to, you know, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, right? So we're going to do the same thing, and we're going to preach right here. So that's what we're doing here. It's going to be very important, Tim, that everybody understands this event and how it works. We're actually going to go over to the pro-life side, all right? They don't believe in the abolition of abortion, though. Not really. They believe in incremental change and things like that, which isn't doing any good. But anyway, that's what they believe, and they're walking around in circles and chanting and everything like that, and it's not doing any good over there. They're just stirring up devils, in my opinion, to just stir up things, because it's an ecumenical movement.
You know, it's a one-world church over there is what they're doing, a one-world movement there, acting like they're pro-life, but they're really not preaching against anything. So the police, it's funny, the police asked me earlier today, they said, well, why don't you go over there and just preach your message over there inside their event? I said, they wouldn't let us preach over there. You kidding me? They ain't going to let us preach over there.
Happen over there. If we start preaching over there, those pro-lifers are going to want us to preach. They're not going to want us to preach there. I already know
that. Why would that be?
Why would that be? Because they don't stand up and preach the Bible. That's why. They run around and sing songs and pray to statues and have guys get up.
And he asked, well, why? Why won't they let you preach? Well, they're not going to let us preach in that event like that. Why? Well, because they don't preach. They just walk around and chant and sing songs and do all those things. But they don't preach. They don't do anything like that. So anyway, so that's what we're here for today so far. We'll keep you updated as the day goes on other things and events that take place here.
That be the blunt young Pastor Cooley from about, I don't know, 8 years ago or so, about 8 years ago. This says 6 years ago. Yep, okay, so that'd be 7 years ago. This is when we put it out, was in May. But the event was 7 years ago. That video was recorded 7 years ago in April. So, anyway, I did tell him the truth that that's the reason they don't want to. There, are you kidding me? Not going to happen. There, why? Why? Well, why is that? Of course I look younger in that pic, in that. I was 7 years younger. And a lot less stress from what happened through a lot of turmoil, heartache, and pain. But nonetheless, we continue on. Anyway, well, there you go. So people ask us, why are you going to this event on Friday? Why are you going? Well, we're going there because we go to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to call men to repentance. And they're not going to do that. They're over there chanting and walking around and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But they're not really, you know, they're not really doing anything. This was from 8 years ago.
Tell me what tomorrow deserves to come up.
I should not have to be here.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
It makes as much sense as what's in my ears. I gotta tell you.
That is just sick. Tell me what democracy looks like.
Really?
Tell me what
democracy is. Mob rule. That's what it looks like. See, this was way back in 2015. And we showed up to this event, and this guy was dancing around these women that were holding signs saying, I should not have to be here. Well, I agree. Go away. You don't have to be there. Go away. Go somewhere else. But what she meant was is that my mom should have killed me. Just remember, everyone that stands for abortion got to live, and nobody killed them. Just remember that. Nobody got to, they got to live. Right? They could stand up there and say what they want to, but nobody killed them. Nobody murdered them. But this is who those people are.
Tell me what the
world.
So as you can see, death is in their hearts. It's what they do. It's what they live for. You know, there's some vile people which you'll find out here, they're very angry people. This sodomite, weird, perverted dude that you're going to see named Darren, he followed us around. This event was last year. He followed us around, right, to a bunch of different events afterwards, and all he could do pretty much was just insult us, right? Let's see. Remembers this one. This was an interview here in an abortion worker, Q on Anon from Conspiracies. To preach here? Probably about, well, it's been a while since all this stuff went down. We were here a couple, like a month and a half ago, I think it was, or something like that. But we try to get here once a month. But yeah. Yeah, they're going to do some things down here, so we'll probably be around somewhere. But yeah, they don't do as much. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Is that difficult? Have things changing at the church because of...
Nothing's changed for us. No, we don't. Oh, yeah, we don't follow any of that nonsense. We don't believe any of it.
Yeah, no.
I don't believe the science. I don't believe the science is accurate. I think it's a bunch of scare techniques. But we've assembled every since Andrew. What? Every since all the COVID stuff went down, and nobody that we know or anybody else that's been around has had anything like that. So, and people we know either. So. I know a lot of people, but so I know one guy that he said he was asymptomatic, not from our church, but somebody that I knew that was in construction or something, and he said it was no different than a cold, so, you know, he didn't have much, so I don't believe a lot of it. I think a lot of it's misinformation, a lot of scare tactics, but so nothing changed for us, but a lot of churches did. They all closed down, and they all, went to online services and a bunch of other things, but we're Baptist. Yeah. Yep. We're independent Baptists. Bring the Bible out and start giving you verses. You don't like it, but you want to spout off other things. Well, I just gave you one. The law is the schoolmaster to bring men to Christ. That's what the Bible says.
God loved the earth, the world so much that he brought his son in.
Right, and why did he bring his son? Why did his son have to die? For what? Why did his son have to die? For sins. For the sinner. That's why, because man is a sinner, and he is guilty before God. And the only remedy for that sin is Christ.
Why standing up there in front of everybody?
Because Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So that's why we're doing it. No, that's not what he said. He didn't have to go into all the world and make discussions with people. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. With all longsuffering of doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Like right now. No, because when you bring the Bible out, they don't want to talk about it. They just want to act religious. But then you bring the Bible out, and then they can't have a discussion with you anymore. Anyway, so as far as Q, and I believe that conspiracies are way worse than anything Q or whatever his name is could ever believe. I believe there is a one world order. I believe there is a new world order. I absolutely believe it, and I believe there's proof of it. I believe there's a Kabbalistic system out there. I believe there's a lot of things out there that are the truth.
Study Kabbalah yourself?
A little bit, but it's very dark, and it's very satanic, put it that way. Well, first of all, the Big Bang Theory came from the Kabbalah. That's where the entire Big Bang Theory came from. It comes from the Kabbalah. That's where they derived it from. It talks about a white and a light and a dark darkness to it. It's from that, which is Rustam.
So.
Gotta do your research. Do you use the deep web for research?
No.
No, really?
No.
What are your primary sources usually?
Primary sources? Well, not Fox News, because I'm not some ham and egg or conservative that's here that doesn't know the Bible or understand. I am conservative as far as against murder and I'm more libertarian in that sense of understanding the way the government is and things like that. Government is supposed to be in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and things like that. But I don't believe what the Drudge Report says, and I don't believe what all these other neocon conservative groups believe. I believe what God's Word says, and I weigh everything against the Bible.
So what is your opinion of Donald Trump?
I think Donald Trump's a lost sinner on his way to hell. I think Donald Trump is the new Constantine. I think he's a religious figure that has arisen. I don't think he understands what the gospel is. I think probably in some ways he probably means well, just like I think others have in his place. But I didn't vote for him, and I won't vote for him.
Are you going to vote for Biden?
No, I'm not.
Are you going to not vote?
I'm not going to vote at all, because I don't believe. I believe that presidents are selected, not elected. I believe that the two men that are up there now were selected for everybody. I don't believe that the American people really voted for them or they really wanted them. Now the American people will vote for one or two of those people, but what does it matter who's elected when you select the last two anyway? And that's what happened. So I don't follow the line of thinking with a lot of the conservative and liberal, media. I don't believe in the Hegelian dialectic. I haven't fell for the Hegelian dialectic. What's that?
I love the Hegelian dialectic.
But it's not true. It puts people into a right-left paradigm of a situation, and the truth is actually right in the middle of both of them, for the most part. The Hegelian dialectic was designed to put everybody into one group and to get you to stop thinking thoroughly through what was really going on.
I kind of interpret it in terms of how it lends itself to being adopted into a liberation theology.
Yeah. Sure.
And even in Christian theology.
Well,
as it has been, I think.
Right. Well, I think the Bible has stood the test of time as far as truth goes, especially when it comes to science and other things, and that's why it's my authority for everything. And that's why I don't fall for the philosophies of man or their understanding. Hi, how are you? So,
would you say you have the same beliefs politically as many of the people in the congregation?
Yes.
Really?
I would say so.
Do you think yours is different than a lot of other Baptists?
I know it is.
Is it?
I know it is. Completely different.
Why?
I don't wave a Donald Trump flag.
Sure. Do a lot of the Baptist Christians?
Sure they do. Most fundamentalist Christians today in America think Donald Trump is the next great thing.
That's
true. So we don't believe that. I don't agree with
Luke?
Yeah, so no, I have a political shell game.
Yeah.
I don't believe it because I can see it flat, plain on one of them, to be honest with you.
Sorry, I meant to get this about abortion, but this is really good.
I don't. The only time Republicans talk about abortion is when an election is up every 4 years. Then they start talking about it, but then they do nothing about it.
You don't think they're doing a lot about it?
They're not doing anything about it. Donald Trump said he was going to defund Planned Parenthood. He never did.
Do you think he should?
Absolutely, I think they should. It's wicked to kill babies.
But when does a baby become a baby?
When God says life comes. And when is life? When does life come? Conception. God said in the Bible that he recognized the baby that from conception.
Where in the Bible?
Psalm.
Psalm, which
mm-hmm. I don't have my phone with me, so I can't give it to you. If I have he's got my phone right now. He's recording with it. But if I had it, it's in Psalm. I don't remember the chapter, but it talks about all my members were written. It talks about DNA, and it talks about the writing of DNA. That God recognized that, and all my members were recorded. It says, and it talks about the genetic code in there, the DNA, and I believe that starts at conception. And I believe that most people believed that until probably 50 years ago. or 100 years ago.
I don't know about that. There is, you know, in the United States, in the long history of our, like, abortion, our relationship with abortion, life was recognized way later.
I don't believe so. I know Hegel had his little swimming fishes and his joke of a false scale that everybody believes in that was not even accurate.
In the United States, actually, used to be able to decide and to tell the doctor.
No, abortion was not legal in America. It was illegal for many years, and it should be. It should be illegal to kill a baby. A womb shouldn't be a tomb. It shouldn't be. Yes. I know people that have. Most of them do. Most of them do.
You get a lot of people asking you about that?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes they ask us about it. It's kind of strange how you could think that that a baby growing inside you isn't alive.
I think it's a little strange that we can allow men in the government to control what we do with our bodies, don't you think?
Well, I don't think anybody's controlling what you're doing with your body. I think that you have the right to control what you do with your body by not sleeping with somebody.
Stop being a slut!
Yeah.
Right? Nobody's forcing you to do that, are they? Because if there is, then somebody should help you. But if they're not forcing you to do that, then that's a choice that you made.
I don't know. In my opinion, as a person of faith myself, I think that...
How can you be a person of faith? Faith in what?
I'm a Jewish person.
Okay, so you believe... So you follow the Kabbalah then?
The Kabbalah is restricted to a very small... It's not accessible to the Jewish masses.
Right. Well, they can get it if they want it, but yeah, they're not supposed to.
Not so much.
It's a special...
It's a part of our mystical tradition.
Right.
That is not meant for the average Jew.
Right.
For the saint.
Mm-hmm. So you believe then that if you read the book of Genesis, where do you see anywhere where God wants you to murder babies? All right, Jacob.
I have the Bible in my house, sir. I have the Bible in my house.
You have the Bible in your house?
I study religion.
So where in the Bible does it say that?
Where in the Bible does it say that life begins with conception?
It says it in Psalms. I told you that.
It does not always.
Yes, it does. It says it was continually fashioned by God. And it says in my mother's womb, it says I was conceived in sin.
Conceived through the act of sex.
Right. Well, yeah, he was just born a sinner. Mm-hmm. He was conceived in sin. That's what he said. He was born a sinner. Right. So that's God recognizing conception as life. Also many other ways.
When I see the word continual.
Right.
I don't think there's a starting point to life. I think
that's stupid. Foolish. How could you believe there's not a starting point to life?
Man, educated people are such idiots. They go to school and they learn nothing. It's so stupid. I cannot believe how absolutely dumb these people are. It is just the most ridiculous and insanely... Sin makes you stupid. It makes you stupid.
That isn't even logical. There has to be a starting point to life. That's not logical. What do you base your logic on?
What I know about fetal development.
Well, you don't know much about it then.
I actually do.
No, you don't. Because if you knew something about it, then you would see common sense that when sperm and egg come together and there's conception there, when that takes place, that's life. And it grows a baby inside of your womb.
Inside of the womb, at the moment of conception, could not survive outside of the womb.
It's not supposed to. God didn't make it to design outside of the womb. He made your womb to be a place for that to grow, that child to grow.
You're arguing that life starts at conception.
It does.
The thing is not living and could not live outside of the womb.
That's not even logical. No one expects it to live outside of the womb.
But then why are we calling it a baby?
Because it is a baby.
It's a fetus.
It's a fetus. What does fetus mean? What does the word fetus mean? What does the word fetus mean?
The clump of cells that has the fertilized.
No, it
fetus
doesn't.
Fetus means baby. That's what it means.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. That's what the word means in Latin. It does.
Your folks have, like, reappropriated the...
No, I haven't reappropriated anything. I'm telling you logic. You know that when someone has a baby and they conceive and they have a child, that holy thing, like the Bible says about Jesus, it says that holy thing, that she would be conceived of the Holy Ghost, right? That baby would be. And he called his name Jesus. So if that wasn't a baby, then why did he call it that in the first place? Why did he give him a name? Why did he call him Jesus?
I can't answer that question.
Right, because it's simple, because God recognizes life.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that life is not
infinite. So you don't recognize your own life?
I do, but it took me 9 months in a womb to become the...
So then it's okay to kill something before that.
I think it's
okay when you pull a baby out of a womb, and it's okay to kill that baby before that. That's okay?
He is not pulled out of a womb like that, sir.
Yes, it is.
I have seen... I'm having this conversation with you because I'm a birth worker.
That's okay. And if you're part of murdering babies, that's sad that you take your own hands and you see that or you suck them out with a vacuum cleaner. That's pretty sad.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, it is.
Have you seen the contents of a uterus during a first trimester abortion?
Well, my wife's had 6 children, okay? And we have one on the way. What's that?
I said congratulations.
Yeah, and we actually love children, so we don't want to kill them.
I love babies.
No, I don't think you do. If you're part of abortion, you don't love babies.
I really love babies.
I wouldn't trust... Honestly, I couldn't trust you with a puppy.
Oh! Oh! Boom!
I would be afraid that you would kill it. I would just be afraid that you would absolutely kill it. Like, I don't see how... If you could take your hands and you can kill a baby and do it with the smirk that you have right now and do it with that kind of snarky attitude, that's really sick. You've probably already been given over to a reprobate mind, to be honest with you. But anyway.
Well, I'm a Jew, though.
That's what you're... Well, I do know where you're headed. You're heading to hell without Christ. That's exactly where you're headed. But the fact that you're okay with murdering babies is disgusting.
I mean, I'm not murdering babies.
Yes, you are.
Really to talk about
it doesn't matter.
This conversation has made some impact on
you. The impact it's made on me is to show me that you're an absolute Jezebel that would just as soon murder a baby as you would blink when you wake up in the morning. That's what I think about you. That's the truth. And that you have a conscience that is seared with a hot iron.
I hear that. And
word, preacher. Word. That's right.
I respect your faith.
No, you don't respect my faith. That's not true.
It is.
What you are saying...
I've gained a lot from this conversation.
I know you have. See, what you've realized is that most people you talk to are going to be okay with your pat answers of what you're doing. But make no mistake about it, when you lay down tonight, when you pillow your head tonight, remember, you murder babies. Just remember that your hands shed innocent blood. The Bible says that God hates the hands that shed innocent blood. So you remember that you were warned and you were rebuked about shedding innocent blood. That your hands have done that. And you're trying to tell me that all the way up until late term abortion and all the other... Right. Okay. Same thing, though. It doesn't matter, really, does it? Because it's still a baby. It's a baby in the first trimester, and it's a baby. My wife, you know what? When somebody goes into the clinic, right? To the clinic, and they go in there, and they have a sonogram done, and they have those things done. When they go in there, they say, "Oh, baby is doing this, and baby is doing that, and baby is doing this." Why do they say that? If it's not really a baby, why do they say that?
Influence of your faith and your religion.
Oh.
Because of the influence, your faith and your religion? What an absolute Jezebel that wipes her mouth after she's licked her own blood, after she's licked the blood up of devils like that, and just wipes her mouth and says that she has done no evil. Just wicked as hell.
Oh my goodness. You know, you are the darkest person I think I've ever met to do that with a smirk on your face.
I don't have a smirk.
Yeah, you do. I'm telling you, you enjoy what you do and you enjoy this conversation. And the reason why you enjoy this conversation like that is because you think that it's okay for you to be that wicked, that it's okay. It's not okay. You really are a horrible person.
I'm sorry. sorry you feel that.
Absolutely horrible.
I'm sorry you feel that way, sir.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You're not sorry either. You're smug. That's the difference. But I'm here to tell you that both of you are wicked as hell. And the fact that you could take your hands and you could be a part of something like that, and you could even be a part of that operation, and then claim when they talk, when they tell a lady when she is having a baby, when she goes in and they're doing a sonogram and they're checking the baby out and they talk like that, you act like that's something totally different. It isn't. It's the same thing.
The difference is that I see the woman's choice.
Right, so you think it's, so it's okay, so it's oh, God loves everyone but haters. That's the dumbest thing anybody's ever said. How is that even logical? Where do these people get this logic?
This is why they don't like me. Because, see, and this is why I get in trouble with people online here when all the little sharks come around and try to attack me. Because I don't back off that easy. Because I'm not some professional guy in a pulpit somewhere that only speaks on Sundays. I go out there and I face down the devils and preach the word of God. I'm not a professional. That's the difference.
Logic from a Cracker Jack box? It's unbelievable, I swear.
I think that Jesus is, at least in the Bible that I've read, and the people of faith that I've come in contact with, the Jesus and the God that I believe that many Christians believe in is an empathetic and a compassionate.
Absolutely. I believe in compassion, too. I don't know why you don't believe in compassion when you're okay with the murder of babies. Where's your compassion?
So check it out. Here's an absolute Jezebel telling me about compassion at the same time. She's involved with murdering babies. This is called witchcraft. It's called witchcraft. Those witches stand by and tell you how much they love and how much compassion. We love and we have compassion. Where's the Jesus that you're Jesus? Jesus had compassion. Where's your compassion? Wait a minute, really? I'm supposed to take lessons of compassion from a woman that pulls a baby out of the womb and destroys it? And you're going to educate me on compassion? Just another loudmouth woman. Meet them all the time.
My compassion is...
is for the woman's choice, not the weaker one that is going to die.
What about women who are going to die if they have to carry a...
That's a very small number.
No,
yes, it is. It is a very extremely small number. Yes, it is. It's absolutely a small number. Very small.
Do you have a number?
Do you have a number?
No, I don't.
Okay, very small. That's what I'll tell you. Very small. Okay. Very small.
Yeah.
And especially it's in third world.
See, she's used to talking to this limp-wristed dude that's standing right next to her. This absolute limp-wristed fruit-tootie dude standing next to her. That's got his little smirk on his face with his little gay mask on. And they are the epitome of cold-blooded murderers. These are the people that are going to put Christians to death. And then, like, use our dead bodies as tables while they're eating their burgers. And then everybody else will be saying about the Christians, when I talk like this to them, they all say, judge not, lest ye be judged, judge not. Lest ye be judged. Judge not, lest ye be judged. While they're murdering babies. And I'm supposed to be like really calm and be like, sit down and have this little nicey-wicey talkie-walkie with these people that are like, for murdering babies. And she's a part of it. She does it for a living. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's what, you know, that's what's supposed to happen. I'm supposed to be nice. Calm down. What are you getting so excited for? Come on, preacher. What are you getting so excited for anyway? All they're doing is murdering babies. I mean, what's your problem anyway? Don't you know you're unqualified? Don't you know you're not qualified? Don't you know, preacher, you're disqualified? Like, you're not even qualified to preach and to be on, cause you yell and you get excited and you get mad and you get upset and you preach hard against these things. You're not even qualified. And all the qualified guys go in and hide in their building and shut the doors and lock them. They can't muster up enough passion to do anything. Right? Because they're too busy trying to impress people. Well, God didn't call me to impress people. He called me to preach the devil right out of them. That's what He called me to do. And to wake them up. To wake them up out of their sleep. And when these people are so snarky and so... I've been around enough of these people. I've dealt with enough of these people. They are so snarky. And they're such mockers. And the only thing that they need is the law given to them. They need the law of God preached to them, that it crushes them, that it devours them, that it pierces them. That's what they need. Because notice they got their little masks on. This is like 2020. They got their little masks on. They got their little... They're making sure that you know, they're all primp and proper and everything else like that. And they're just making sure they got everything down, you know, and they're really concerned and they really care about people, unlike you people that I didn't believe anything they say. Cause if you still believe that a mask is going to protect you from getting sick like that, you're stupid. I'm sorry, but it's just stupid. I had to go to the hospital yesterday and put a mask on. So then I'm walking around the hospital and I look over in the corner and there's people talking and they got their masks off. The workers. It's so stupid. It's like a big game they're all playing. It's so dumb. Like, whatever, I got to play your stupid game.
World countries more than it is in our country. Because in third world countries, they don't have the access to medicine, the access to clean facilities, and the access to things that we have here in the United States of America. Most third world countries don't have a problem with that. In fact, they've been able to do C-sections and other things a lot more than they could in other countries because other countries didn't have the facilities that we have.
Yeah, the growth of medical technology for birth is great.
Right.
I agree with you on that.
Right. Yeah. So there's a reason for that. You know why? Because in America, we're supposed to believe in life. We're supposed to care about life. We're supposed to preserve life. Not take it. Not take life. But preserve it. Right? See, I bet you'd be the first one to probably have a Black Lives Matter or something like that. Poster or a Antifa or something. What's that? Well, whatever, let's just use Black Lives Matter. But would you stand outside of an abortion clinic and talk about those black babies' lives that matter? Probably not. You'd be in there helping them, right? You'd be in there helping them putting the babies to death, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. See, are you getting...
Did you hear what she said? I said, you'd be inside there helping them put those black babies to death. And she said, yeah, I would. You see it? Did you hear what she said? Let's rewind it. I want you to hear that.
Miss, I hope you get it.
The growth of medical technology for birth is
great. Right.
I agree with you on that.
Right. Yeah. So there's a reason for that. You know why? Because in America, we're supposed to believe in life. We're supposed to care about life. We're supposed to preserve life. Not take it. Not take life. But preserve it. Right? See, I bet you'd be the first one to probably have a Black Lives Matter or something like that poster or a Antifa or something. What's that? Well, whatever. Let's just use Black Lives Matter. But would you stand outside of an abortion clinic and talk about those black babies' lives that matter? Probably not. You'd be in there helping them, right? You'd be in there helping them putting the babies to death, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, did you hear? Yeah, I would. See? She just admitted it. Just admitted that's what she'd do. And this is why I'm going to Planned Parenthood with a bunch of guys to preach the gospel on Friday. This is why we're going to stand out there and stand in the gap for those that can't speak. For those that are being murdered. Right? See what I mean? That's why we go.
See, are you getting this? I hope you get it, because you really need to. This will give you an understanding of what people are really like in this world. And this is why we preach what we do. Because I just don't want you to leave and think that God's okay with what you've done.
No, I completely heard you.
God is angry with you. And God will punish you. Well, I know your God is Satan. That's the God of this world. I'm talking about the God of the Bible. And I'm telling you what he says in his word. That God calls those things an abomination. That's what he calls them. He says they're an abomination.
I hear you.
Right. Right. And that's in the word of God. Hands that shed innocent blood. Proverbs chapter 6. Hands that shed innocent blood. It's in the Bible. God, and that is innocent blood that you're shedding. Absolutely innocent.
Again, I believe that choice is sacred.
You believe choice is sacred, but not life is sacred.
I also believe that life.
You know, you are a very confused person because you'll stand up for Black Lives Matter. You'll stand up for these things, but not for babies' lives, not for those that matter. See that what hypocrisy that is? It's absolute hypocrisy. It's not even consistent. It's not logical either. Absolutely not. It's not logical at all.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, I don't feel that way.
I don't feel that way, lady. I don't walk around with my feelings on my shoulder. I feel that way. Oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. No, I don't feel that way, lady. It is that way.
I'm not telling you what I feel. No. I'm not telling you what I'm feeling. I'm telling you fact.
Okay.
You're talking about the way you feel. I'm talking about facts.
Okay.
You're telling me you feel that a choice is sacred. I'm telling you God says life is what is sacred. Life is sacred. Man was made in the image of God. That's why God said if you kill, then you should be killed. For in the image of God made he man. That was put down in Genesis chapter 9 when God, after the flood, after God flooded the whole world and Noah was given the direction for civil government. He said that if someone shed blood, innocent blood, so shall their blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man.
So
okay?
You should justify further taking life.
No, I don't think you should take any life.
Well, you just justify taking life.
How did I take someone's life?
If blood is shed, then you're saying you should shed more blood.
Yeah, God said cold-blooded murder, yeah. That you're to shed their blood. You know why? Because then women wouldn't be pulling babies out and sucking their brains out and killing them. And this guy wouldn't be laughing like an effeminate, smug guy. That wouldn't happen. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Well, I'm going to keep doing my work, and you keep doing your
work. Well, I'm going to pray against your work, and I'm going to pray God stops you. If he doesn't save you, I'm going to pray that he stops you from doing what you're doing. Because it's wicked.
Have a really good day, and it was really nice to talk to you.
Right.
I hope you get an ass.
I don't wear masks because I'm not afraid of what you are.
I would not want to.
I'm not afraid of what you're afraid of. I'm not walking around in fear.
Oh. Well, there you go. There you go. So, what you understand by that is that they hate life, and they're okay with putting babies to death. They're okay with it. Here's another one. I don't know if I have the video to this or not. I don't have the video here on this. Shout Your Abortion founder brainwashes kids on video, right? Let's see. Here's a Jez watch that I did. Wow, that's only 9 minutes long. Let's listen to this. Are you ready? Let's listen to it. Okay, so really disturbing Jez watch. Jez watch is something that I started seeing Jezebel, that religious harlot spirit that is there that seduces the Lord's servants to sin. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. That is that mother of harlots, that Babylonian Jezebel wicked spirit that is there. And this article that I'm going to read to you, this mom sings a creepy lullaby. She says her baby gave her before she aborted her. Now, I want you to listen to this, and I hope you can hear it. Sadly, this is disgusting, and then we'll give some comment on this, you know. But here's the thing I want you to understand. This woman is talking about necromancy. She's talking about speaking to spirits, speaking to her beyond the veil. This is witchcraft. This is going on, and there are clergy that are a part of this. I guess I'm going to read you the article first, and then we'll get to that. A pro-life group has released an unbelievable video of a mother singing a creepy lullaby that her baby gave her before she killed her baby in an abortion. The woman sang the song recently at a blessing of a local abortion clinic in Ohio by pro-abortion clergy. Remember those Jezebels I told you about? Those ones that's them. They're back. In Columbus, Ohio, that image of a mother soothing her child through song was flipped on its head at a shocking pro-abortion rally. One mother at the rally recounted her abortion by singing a lullaby she said her baby sent to her while she was in the waiting room preparing to kill the child. Now let's stop there for a second, because this is how witchcraft works. It is the complete opposite of truth. And it is a distortion of the truth in such a demonic way. For instance, Jezebel was the one that blasphemed the Lord, but she blamed Naboth for blaspheming the Lord. But she was the one really doing it. So here's a lady, right? And I use that loosely. Hang on one second. Now, let's remember one thing, okay? I want you to think about this for a second, because we're going to go preach to a bunch of religious people on the other side of this group that they don't give clear-cut, hardcore answers to things. They're not the same. I'm not saying they'd be for what I'm talking about here, but what I'm saying is it's a picture of what's coming. It's a picture of this apostasy.
Here's a wicked woman, a wicked Jezebel, that is coddling a baby in her arm, or in her mind, she is coddling a baby in her mind, while she is planning on aborting this baby. So what she is saying is that mothers, they don't really love their babies that hold their babies and sing them lullabies. I love my baby because I killed my baby and my baby gave me a song. No, that would be devils. That would be a devil that gave you that song. You say, well, I'll have you listen in her own words. In Columbus, Ohio, this is where it took place. The mother was one of several speakers at the so-called blessing of your choice healthcare.
a non-surgical abortion facility in Columbus, Ohio. The blasphemous event included not only women talking about their abortions, but also clergy members calling on God to bless the murder of babies and praising those who kill them. Before seeing the lullaby, actually a Beatles song, the mother in the video explains she had visions and conversations with the baby in her womb before the abortion. These visions, according to the mother, culminated in the baby sending her a lullaby moments before she was killed to tell her mom, "It's okay." Now let me help you. The Bible says, "Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God." For many false prophets have went out, many false spirits have went out, many antichrists are there in the land. That was not the voice of that baby. That was the voice of a devil, because you were sacrificing a baby to Lucifer. That's exactly what was happening. Now listen to this.
There is only a thin veil or door that separates the living from the other side. And so about 2 weeks before my abortion was scheduled, I started having visions and talking to the spirit of the child that I believe had come to me. And I remember in the clinic when I was waiting for the operation or the procedure, a song came to me in my head, and out of nowhere, and it was a pretty little lullaby that came to me, and I just wanted to meet you, and I knew it was from the spirit of...
Hang on, it wasn't out of nowhere. Let's make sure we understand this correctly. I just stopped the video for a second. It wasn't out of nowhere. No, it was from somewhere. Nothing comes out of nowhere. Things don't come out of nowhere, excuse me. They don't come out of nowhere. No, they came from somewhere. It came from a devil. It came from the devil speaking to you, lady. It didn't come out of nowhere. Well, out of nowhere this came to me. No, that's called the spirit of Antichrist. That's the spirit of murder. That, you see how this Jezebel is trying to make it look like abortion is the most loving, kind thing? Sounds like Margaret Sanger. She said the same exact thing. The most loving thing a big African-American family can do is to put to death its child. Yeah, that's what she said, because she was a Jezebel. Listen up. You felt like it was a blessing from the spirit? Yeah, from what spirit? That's why the Bible says to try the spirits whether they have God. Because that wasn't a blessing from the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, I believe it was a spirit. A blessing, I'm using that. It's a curse, actually, but what they see, witches see that as a blessing, we see it as a curse. It was a curse from a spirit. It was the curse of Cain, the curse of murder that rose up, the curse of wickedness and abominations. See, this religious spirit is carrying on. I'm telling you, folks, they're making these abortionists look like these Christian, and I'm using that in quotes, and they're making them look like martyrs, like these poor women. No, they're not victims. You murdered your baby. And I think it's interesting to note that she wasn't singing when she was singing. Yeah, she wasn't singing to a clump of cells. No, she actually knew that she was killing a baby. Do you see that? Yeah. See, only witches use language like it's used in the pro-choice. It's just a fetus type. No, you know it's a baby. You know you're murdering a baby. You all know full well that's what you're doing. And that's what this woman is doing. But these are religious people that are holding these things. This woman sings a sick lullaby about murdering her baby and thinks that her baby gave her the spirit. I was in communication with the spirit of my baby. No, you were in communication with devils and you followed them and you murdered your baby. Now, there is forgiveness of sins for those that commit abortion. Jesus Christ can wipe away your sins. Jesus Christ can forgive your sins, and he can cleanse you of all your unrighteousness. He can make you whole again. If you'll repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone, you can be forgiven of your sins and cleansed of your unrighteousness. If you don't know how to do that, go listen to a video that I did or a sermon that I preached called The Gospel, which is able to save your soul. In there, the gospel's in there, it's an entirety of how a man can be and a woman can be born again by the Spirit of God. That's my prayer. But for this Jez Watch, I just thought I'd bring it to you just so you understand. This is the religious spirit that's out there. We've got to guard against it, preach against it, warn against it.
Amen. That was good, wasn't it? Not good news of what happened, but good to talk about that. So there you go. That was way back in the day there. And then there's probably an article somewhere. Oh, yeah. Here's the original article, open and pen way back. And that's originally where it was. But anyway, so, yeah, I've been at this thing a while. And that was back in 2019 or 2018. And how in the world has it been that long? Twenty-two total people on there today. Praise the Lord for that. 56 people. We had up to 60 people on there. And on Rumble, we had a bunch. 24 on there steady. So praise the Lord for that. Good crowd here. We thank the Lord for that as well. Let's see. Now, I want to direct you to a few things. Also, if you know somebody who needs to hear the gospel and you want a straight gospel message for them, you know, without anything else in it, pretty much. I mean, this is just a straight gospel message. It's called The Simple Truth About Salvation from the Scriptures. It is part of a Simple Truth series, a booklet series that will be released. It is also part of a video series that will be released. This is the first one. The next one will be about the simple truth about discipleship after salvation. What's next? And we're going to kind of teach people about that. And I'm going to go through some things and teach people what God expects from them. So if you want to point somebody to the gospel, give them this sermon. I'll be putting this on or some form of it. I got to talk to Andrew and see if he was going to do something else with it or if we're just going to go with the way it is on there. We'll upload that to YouTube tomorrow. So that's on here. But otherwise, on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley, you can go right there and you can get that there. Somebody asked, this Friday, what time? We will be there around noon. We'll be meeting at about 10 o'clock at the meeting house, and we'll get down there somewhere before, I would say, and ready to go and ready to preach there. So we have men that have literally taken off work to go to this event because it's that important to us that we go down there and preach the gospel to them and warn them, stand in the gap and stand up for those that are less fortunate, that have no voice, that cannot speak. And that's what we're there to do. So anyway, but so you pray for us that the Lord would bless the work that we do there. Let's see. So this is a sermon also, you know, the evil fruit of feminism, eugenics, abortion, fornication, and manly women. I talked about that. So these are other things about abortion. Trumped again. Planned Parenthood murder mill was funded by the Republicans. abortion the evil fruit of evolution? Birth control in the Bible, are we really against abortion? America is, this is a sermon I preached way back in 2013 called America is Cursed for Shedding Innocent Blood. That's on the abortion issue. That was released May 1st, but I have a feeling that it was probably preached right around the time that we were at Planned Parenthood, and we just didn't, back then we didn't get things released right away. But anyway, there's that. And if you want to see, this is live preaching. I've got to really be careful with the footage because
butchered and chopped up with a scalpel or sucked out with a vacuum. Inhumane, barbaric. When you get a little boo-boo and you go to the emergency room or urgent care, oh, they got to give you, even your Neosporin has a little pain reliever in it because you're such a wimp. But yet, you want to hack, you want to hack away the members of little innocent children and vacuum out their brains.
So that you see the woman over here, she is dancing, and she is dancing over abortion. She is dancing over, this guy talked about, Derek, the little weirdo that was over there, he was talking about, man, look how cold we were at that event last year. Holy buckets, it was freezing. We had all that gear on, it was cold. You know what it's going to be this Friday? 54 degrees and sunny! Woo! Yeah! 54 degrees and sunny! So, I don't know how soon it'll get to that temperature, but... then we got some warm days. 54, 62, 63, 67, 72, 75, 69, 75. Wow! So... this lady is dancing and partying over her abortion support. The other guy is standing up, Derek. The other guy, he's standing up with his Ric Flair little thing on, walking around like Princess Diana or something, and giving little sayings like, a baby's not a baby until it's born. That's what we have birthdays for, in a lisp, because he's a sodomite. And yeah. So, that's the way it goes. So Paul is preaching to them up there, and I'm not worried about Paul. That's not why I'm killing the volume. It's because that pervert guy running around there likes to cuss and say stuff, and I put this on sermon audio, so I just really want to be careful about, you know, that not going on sermon audio. I try to keep that without cussing and stuff. Anyway, I've got it streamed on all those platforms right now, and I just don't want that to be on there. But anyway, this is the reason we go to where we're going. And it's the reason why we're going on Friday, Good Friday. There he is right there. There's Trixie. He's running through there. Derek. He's running through there. And so anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, let's play a song here. And play this.
Plant my feet on higher ground. Lift me up above the clouds, Lord, where thy pure sunshine is found. Lift me up above my weakness, lift me up into
above the shadows. It's on Our Matchless Savior album by Alan Ives. Excuse me. You can order that at his website. Let's see. Let's do one. Let's see.
A victor over every foe, conquer every trial in this world below, overcome temptations that each day you meet, keep in touch with Jesus. And bring them.
I don't know how long we'll broadcast, probably for a while. It'll be live. We will not broadcast on sermon audio out there. We will broadcast on Rumble and on YouTube, but not on sermon audio, just because I leave an audio for a little more family-friendly environment there. And when you're live out there on the street, there's nothing family-friendly about it. So, but YouTube and... you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to leave off sermon audio for that purpose. So it'll be noon our time, somewhere around noon to 1 o'clock. And we'll probably stream most of the preaching, and you'll get to see what it's like when people want to support baby murder and just how they are. So... No, what I would do is just if you have little children, I'd be careful about having them listen to that, because it's just the way it is. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. It's live. And you know, we may put edited format on. You know, I usually keep street preaching off of sermon audio just because of what happens. So anyway, but then we try to edit it on YouTube and Rumble later and try to put out one that's curse-free and all that kind of stuff to try to keep that stuff off of there. So, you know, so just be in prayer about that, and, you know, all would go well. Pray the Lord safe. We're out there preaching. God would bless us. And then, of course, keep praying. Our trip, we're about 11 days away. It's the 5th. We're leaving on the 16th. We're 11 days away from that. And we'll be taking off Sunday. Taking off Sunday morning. Or not Sunday morning. Sunday at 2. So sometime around there we'll be leaving the house. But anyway, you pray for us. Our flight leaves around 5. So... 5 p.m. So anyway, you keep us in prayer, and thank you for praying for us and supporting our ministry. Thank you for all that you, that the Lord has led you to do for us, and we appreciate that. We hope we're a blessing to you. So we'll see you out on the street on Friday.